Welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club. First round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. A lot of guys out there are bunched up right in that 5, 6, 4 under. It's going to be fun to watch throughout the day and into the weekend. Great conversations today on Focus. We went through a lot around the Rocket Mortgage Classic, not only the competition, the events that are community-focused that occurred all week, starting with the John Shippen, but really touched on the four more than profit approach that Rocket Companies takes through the Gilbert Family Foundation and the Rocket Community Fund, delivering high impact, not just through this event. This event creates some publicity and some awareness and some connectivity, but it's things we do all year. And Laura Graneman is the executive director of both the Gilbert Family Foundation and the Rocket Community Fund. I know this week is rewarding for you.
It's such a special time. It's a great opportunity to celebrate all of the impact that we've had all year round and see some great golf.
You've had the opportunity to sort of guide over time. And I've said this before with you. The one thing I respect about you the most is it's not a foundation that simply gives money away or simply makes contributions. You spend time to focus on what the problem is. You research, you talk to people. And that's where you make changes and adapt maybe where some of the impact is going to go.
Yeah, we like to say we need to fall in love with the problem, not the solution.
I love
because
that.
If we fall in love with the solution, it's really easy to fall for, you know, sparkly, shiny objects. But falling in love with the problem helps us both understand the experience of the people who are going through that problem and craft a more data-driven solution that's really going to meet the needs of people.
You may not think I listen in meetings, but I do. I was listening as we went through the pandemic and we're coming out of the different legs of the stool, so to speak, that needs to occur as we're making a positive impact on the digital divide in Detroit. It's having connection to the internet. It's having the devices or the equipment to be able to make that connection, and then having the education or the abilities to make it all work in a productive way. You've approached that in different levels based on the year of the Rocket Mortgage Classic and what you've found through your research.
Yeah, when we first started this work back in 2020, it was the height of the pandemic. Obviously, we saw the huge divide around digital inclusion. And while we had known about that before, the pandemic really highlighted the discrepancy in some of our communities across the city of Detroit. And unfortunately, the city was probably the least connected major municipality in the United States at about 40% digitally included. Today, we've now reached over 70% digitally included, not just because of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, but a large part due to the momentum that we've been able to create by bringing different partners together to be able to connect people to low-cost internet solutions, devices, and digital literacy training and programming.
And this is NF Bowtie Day out here. It's an opportunity to recognize. I know this is an important day for Dan and Jennifer. We talked about it with Dan prior. Talk about the reason why Bowtie Day is out here and the NF Gala and the important work that's being done there.
Well, first, I'm sure Dan talked a little bit about what NF is, but I would be remiss if I didn't say neurofibromatosis is a rare genetic disorder that causes tumors to grow on different nerve endings throughout the body. For Nick Gilbert, unfortunately, it manifested as brain tumors and optic tumors. This was incredibly difficult for Nick, for his quality of life, for the family and the caretakers around him. But Nick had, you knew Nick better than most. Nick had such a resilience, such an amazing spirit, a kind, funny, just light
emphasis
to be around.
On funny.
Funny. So funny. And he loved sports. And so places like the Rocket Mortgage Classic, it's just such a beautiful opportunity for us to bring those worlds together where we can celebrate Nick and his spirit, we can play some great golf, and we can raise awareness for neurofibromatosis.
And of course, Gilly's is a tribute not only to Nick, but also Dan's father, who owned Saskies, which is a bar right across the street from where we're at here at the Detroit Golf Club.
It's such a small world, isn't it?
Yep, and how it all comes together. The last component before we talk about the Rocket Mortgage Classic is the work that you, Dan, Jennifer are doing on a much bigger level. In Detroit, many people think about downtown, a very small area. The approach that is being taken is Detroit is a city. It's a full city, and you make an impact on all of the different areas within the city of Detroit.
The downtown wouldn't be healthy without healthy neighborhoods, and neighborhoods aren't going to be healthy without a healthy downtown. So these things are inextricably linked. It's critical to us in any number of ways that we're supporting through our business tools, through our philanthropic tools, every neighborhood throughout the city. Our main focus at the Gilbert Family Foundation and Rocket Community Fund, a few years ago we made a $500 million commitment over 10 years to the city of Detroit. Our main focus through that commitment is to first start by keeping people in their homes and then stay connected to those people and try to make sure they have the resources they need to thrive economically. That might be job training, that might be digital inclusion, that might be entrepreneurial supports, arts and culture and public space. These are all critical components, and we believe if we make investments in all of them at the same time with a focus on this group of people, we'll be able to see some real impact.
We're talking to Laura Granum, the executive director of the Rocket Community Fund and the Gilbert Family Foundation. So what do you do in your spare time after all that? Like, that's incredible, the amount of impact that you have.
Well, I have my chickens.
Have your chickens.
Love to watch those chickens walk around the yard.
This event, as we start to wrap up here, this event you've been to, obviously, every year. You're on the Rocket Giving Fund board. Your thoughts after 5 years now into our sixth of this great, great event?
There's something really special about now seeing it come together over 5 years. At the beginning, it's exciting because it's new and it's something special. You get to, you pulled off a huge event, right? And now it's sort of entered this next phase of we can really grow our impact. We can really tell our story, not just from the Rocket Mortgage Classic, but we get to highlight the whole city of Detroit through this event. So it just feels like we've really hit our stride, and I'm so proud to be here.
Well, I am proud to be your friend, and I am proud to work alongside of you. It's great to have you here. It's been a great show here on Focus today. I appreciate Mike Parsons and Daniel Mason back in the studio. All of our guests, this has been including Laura, just great admiration for all of our leaders that showed up today. We're blessed to be around
Yes. Great
people.
We are. Thank you.
And we enjoy it. A couple other announcements. First of all, get on out here. It's easy. The shuttle systems, I'm one that normally would say I don't like to ride on a shuttle. They do it in Atlanta. They do it here. It's as good as any place I've ever been. It's convenient. Wayne State and here are both locations. Mike Parsons, we didn't get to talk to you much today.
That's all right. You had a jam-packed lineup.
We're going to pull you in a little bit more tomorrow. We're going to have a lot to talk about. We've got round two of the NBA draft going on right now. There's an exciting debate or something going on at CNN tonight. I don't know if we're going to talk about that on this show, but
well, exciting remains to be seen.
Yeah, Chris Renwick, he'll be all over that one. He loves talking about that. Danielle Mason, appreciate all you do in the studio all the time. Notre Dame, Michigan State, well, they made a big announcement. They're going to be playing in 26 and 27, bringing that great rivalry back, which has been sorely missed. Champions Day tomorrow. Get on out here early. You'll pick up a Ricky Fowler orange hat. They're a lot of fun, and I don't know how many of the first is it like 1,000 or
I think it's 1,000.
Like first 1,000 fans on the course. You need to be out here early. Gates open right around 7, so it'll be fun. 6:45 tee offs tomorrow again. They flip the order, so the guys that went early are going late. The guys that went late are going early. Anything to add, Mike? Did I miss anything?
No, I think we got it all.
I feel bad. I've left you out all day.
That's all right. Hey, were you the one who got the hole-in-one yesterday, by the way?
The hole-in-one, yes. No, I didn't even play yesterday.
Oh, I thought there was someone got a hole-in-one yesterday. I was wondering if it was you or Rieger.
I did not hear that. I hear there's some exciting things going on the course tomorrow. We're looking forward to what might come out of that right around 12:30. That's all I can give. That's all I can give. Something fun's going to happen out here. Appreciate having you all listen. I love Paul W. Smith. Honored to fill in for him today. And look forward to being back tomorrow and then on Sunday for JR Sunday at 8 to 10. As always, keep driving, Detroit.